have any of those around here?
No.
You don't have any stones in the fields around
No.
here?
No, we don't have enough stones.
Do you have any kind of thing that they used to pull stones out of the fields with? Stone boat?
Oh, that was called that. That was a stone boat. No, we don't have enough stones here. No, never seen one.
My grandfather would have loved this land.
Yeah. You see, in Michigan, you know, we went up through there, you see the big rocks in the field. They got to clean it off every spring.
Mm-hmm.
They freeze out, I guess, lift out of the freezing.
Well, if you're having company, your wife gets out her very best Haviland dishes, Haviland
china.
And do you ever have an egg you put under a setting hand, take her eggs away and put a fake egg under her? Not a real egg. Let her think she's...
Well, that's a nest egg. I guess you'd call it.
You ever have them made out of china?
Yeah.
They ever call it china?
Well, I guess they did.
Would you say it?
A china egg.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to carry some water from one place to another, you probably carry it in a metal
bucket.
Remember the old wooden ones? You say there's a wooden
bucket.
And suppose it's made out of plastic. You go to 5 and 10 and buy a plastic
bucket. Plastic bucket.
And ever feed the hogs some liquid stuff? Carry it in a
slop. We'd call it slop. I don't know.
You carry it in a what do you call a container? You carry it in.
Well,
slop.
Well, a slop can, I guess. Slop bucket.
Slop bucket. And you have a garbage can here too? Oh, garbage, would you call it a garbage?
A garbage
bucket or?
Well, a garbage can, I guess. We're going to put ours in a sack. Big sacks we get at the stores, and then when they get full, cut them out and dispose of them.
And you fry eggs in a
skillet.
And you used to cook up soap out back in a big iron
kettle.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you put flowers in a pretty not one.
I don't know. Vase?
Vase, yeah. After you eat a meal, the housewife says, looks at the table, all the things on it. She says, "Well, I guess I'd better."
Well,
husband makes a quick retreat while the wife says, "I better go to the sink and."
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, she has to run the water over them to get the soap off. She
rinses.
And what's the piece of cloth she used to wash the dishes with?
Washcloth. She uses there could be different things. She uses a sponge, I guess.
Okay. What about the thing you used to dry the dishes with?
Well, that'd be the dish towel. But sometimes they don't even dry them. Now I know they're under water.
Right.
Let them dry themselves.
And you dry your face with what kind of a
towel?
And you go, if you're thirsty, you go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And if you're thirsty for cider, you go to the barrel and turn on the
spigot.
We have spigots on our sinks at our
house. Yeah, that's what you call them. Huh?
You have a bottle and you want to pour some liquid in it, you better get a
funnel.